Elon Musk. Let's talk about this. So the talk of the town for the last month and a half was that Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter. It was pretty much a done deal. They accepted his offer. You know, all the news outlets covered it. It was, you know, it was pretty much done deal. Changed his mind. Mm-hmm. Changed his mind. Said too many bots. That's what he's saying. Too many bots. He said that they told him originally it was 5%, but you know, that number is not even close. Too many bots, and you can't authenticate the users, and backing out the deal. So some people are saying that, you know, he's going to get sued because he already agreed to this and da 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 da. What's your take on this situation?
Somebody in earnest, shout out to the earnest, shout out to Red Panda Family, said, I call this. If you have a disclosure or an addendum to the contract and saying, hey, if it's 20% or 30% bots, I don't have to buy it, that's the easy out. Yes, he may have to pay a breakup fee. What's $1 billion to a person? Everyone put in chat, what's Elon's net worth? He's not going to pay that billion. The truth is, Twitter is no good to everyone who works there. I don't want to ruin any relationships. I love you. But Twitter isn't worth what he offered for it. I told you guys last year, 50 Cent, Kanye, and Elon are the same person. This was a master class in using another company to generate press for yourself, to then take that attention and funnel it into your company, which is Tesla. And would you rather have Tesla as a company or Twitter? Tesla.
Close.
So yeah, why not close. Use them as a springboard? So like, remember like when Joe went on Love and Hip Hop and then the podcast got bigger? This was the same thing. Let me use this avenue as a springboard. And notice, ever since the deal was about to fall through, Elon quit tweeting on the platform. He really took a page out of 50 in Trump's book. I feel bad for Twitter. The end of some social media companies are coming.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Twitter doesn't have the value that they once did. It's a done deal. The stock will go down even lower as a result because no one else wants to buy it. Game set.
That was going to be my other point, right? Because we spoke about this and we were talking about the value of it, how it went up to $54 after he mentioned that he was interested in it. And then obviously then the deal closed, but he overpaid for it, right? And so that, you know, I can understand this, the part of the crowd that says he's having buyer's remorse because obviously I overpaid. The stock market since I purchased it has gone down even further. The value of the company's gone down even further. Mm-hmm. But from an investment standpoint, from like the retail investor, if we know that it dropped 12% today, I mean, we could almost look at it to say, all right, well, this is a point where we know that this may drop even further. Maybe we get puts here. What are your thoughts on that?
You got to wait for it to bounce up a little bit more. But if you guys were listening originally to the episodes, you should have been against it anyway. If you look at you guys have heard my take on Facebook. Facebook is a superior company to Twitter by 7,000 miles. Mm-hmm. They're out of the race. TikTok, superior. Why would you want the third or fourth best player in the space? A lot of investing comes down to, will you put your money into the best companies, best cryptos, best assets, and wait? There's no value here. And if one person can move the market, that's not a good asset. Like if I say, yo, ADP is no longer a good company and it falls 25%, the fundamentals of the company were not great. Yeah. It sucks. So game, set, match.
Where it's headed next, apparently, is the Delaware Court of Chancery. That is where litigation goes when corporate deals go sideways. And so that's where it looks like it is headed.
So do you think that he has a chance of losing in court?
Elon has 14 kids. You think he give a damn about go sitting in court again? versus Twitter.
This dude had twins.
He said he's helping with depopulation of the world.
They wouldn't say that when Nick Cannon was doing it, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick. He's expecting again.
Talk about it.
Nah, he is expecting again.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. He told us that was it. But shout out to Nick. Yeah, I mean, no, it was like an article, like in a sub article. I was like, wait, he just had another kid out of nowhere.
Listen, man. Well, you got billions. Get a little motion to imagine how we feel. Boy, billion. You run one of the top companies. Boy, had I run Twitter, I probably had 60 kids. So
at least.
Boy. At least. La Village. Red Panda Village. These are just jokes, entertainment. But things happen. But they didn't say that about Nick Cannon. They said he was being irresponsible. You know.
Right.
So he about to have twins when he about to have another kid too.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Three kids in 10 days.
Well, no.
Oh man,
I have some friends that have three kids back to back. They didn't have his money.
Elon wilding out.
Elon. So, how would this affect the other social media apps? You think this will have any effect on the broader range of social media?
I think it will only drive them up. Because if you do a SWOT analysis and say, what are the strengths of Twitter? I like Twitter a lot. I probably do more engagement there than anywhere else. But it's a toxic environment. And then, like, if an advertiser can't figure out on a platform that big how to monetize, what is the value there? You're not going to charge the users. Nobody's going to pay $3 a month or $10 a month to get a premium version of Twitter. Spaces. Dead idea. They need new management. It sucks, man. But I think it would drive the value of Facebook and TikTok up as a result. Because if you're looking in that social media space, they're the only ones that are remaining that are any good.
Yeah. Didn't Snap just put their premium subscription out for $3.99?
Snapchat?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm interested to see how that goes over the first month.
It's not gonna go well.
I'm not even on there.
The only player, and I know it's going to seem like a joke when I say it, but the only social media player that can charge a premium and do well on the stock market if they go public is OnlyFans. Pun intended.
They already have the model built in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.